Tom Carkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast, a mixture of clouds and sun this afternoon. We might see a stray shower or thunderstorm at a high around the mid-80s. The Caledonia Village Board meeting tonight. The agenda will include consideration of funding a study toward creation of a school district separate from Racine Unified, as well as another resolution asking the state legislature to change the current law for making that process easier. Both resolutions to be preceded at the 7 p.m. meeting by a report from a special ad hoc committee about the school district feasibility and a presentation by the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance, which would actually do the study. Also on the agenda, the proposed modification of a conditional use permit for Mulligan's on Douglas Avenue, that to allow the addition of Buddy's Lounge. The Racine Unified School Board, meanwhile, to gather in the Administrative Services Center tonight for a quick action item and then a work session on several items. The board will be voting on withdrawing from the Local Government Property Insurance Fund, which the state is ending next year anyway, and for which the district already has a replacement insurer ready to go, Wright Specialty. The switch now would save the district almost $17,000. On the work session agenda, there's discussion about middle school personalized and blended learning, as well as changes to Section 13 of the handbook. Filling a vacancy on the board is not up for a vote tonight. That will have to be decided soon. The Racine Board of Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services is being asked to allow the group Salmon-O-Rama to install a loaner life jacket station at the 5th Street boat ramp.
It's part of the Kids Don't Float program. And in a letter to the board, Salmon Unlimited member Craig Bender said it's imperative that all boats have appropriately sized life jackets on board. Boaters could use the Kids Don't Float station to get the right size jackets and return them when they return to shore. Salmon Unlimited and the DNR would fund, monitor, and restock the life jackets if necessary. Bender is recommending the station be placed by the kiosk at the boat ramp so boaters could pick up a life jacket when they pay their fee. The program has been available at more than 45 boat launches throughout the state for the past few years. The committee will consider the request at their meeting Wednesday. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
As part of the overall RouteWorks project on Racine's Root River Corridor between Mound Avenue and the lakefront, the City Development Office is going to hold an open house and presentation from 5 till 7 p.m. Tuesday on what's called the River North Loop. This will take place at the 21st Century Preparatory School on Mound Avenue in room 102. And with so much yet to do this summer, the possibility of somebody having a medical emergency, well, that could be pretty high, believe it or not. And that's why knowing CPR could literally be a lifesaver. Oak Creek Fire Department paramedic Scott Kasten says cardiac arrest can happen anywhere and anytime, and people should not be afraid to start CPR on someone who is in distress. Says some level of help is better than none, adding that it's actually pretty easy to learn.
70% of cardiac arrests that occur outside of the hospital happen in or around the home. So the chances of you knowing the person you're going to perform CPR on are actually pretty good.
Kasten pointing out that immediate CPR can sometimes double or even triple a cardiac arrest victim, and the chance and survival. Our AccuWeather forecast, a mixture of clouds and sun this afternoon. Could be a stray shower or thunderstorm at a high near the mid-80s. I'm Tom Carkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.